And now, our portraits.
Welcome to another episode of Ellington Reflections. My name is Steve Bowie. This episode is entitled Portrait of Russell Procope, Part 1. Russell Procope played clarinet and saxophone for the Ellington Orchestra from 1946 to 1974. He was born in New York City on August 11, 1908. He started on violin but then switched to saxophone and clarinet. Early in his career, he played with the great legendary Jelly Roll Morton. That was in 1928, and he was 20 at the time. We're going to play one of those recordings. This is called Deep Creek. Russell Procope takes the clarinet solo here. Paul Barnes takes the soprano saxophone solo. So it's not Russell Procope on the soprano. We'll hear him on that instrument later. For the rest of the personnel on the recording, please see our website at ellingtonreflections.com. We're also on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Russell Procope played alto saxophone with the John Kirby Sextet from 1938 to 1945. but there was an interruption for the U.S. military from 1942 to 1945. This is from a radio broadcast in 1940, and this is the Ellington composition, Echoes of Harlem, which was a feature for Cootie Williams in the Ellington Band. Here the trumpet solo is by Charlie Shavers. There's also Buster Bailey on clarinet, Billy Kyle on piano, who was to become more famous with the Louis Armstrong All-Stars, John Kirby on bass, and O'Neill Spencer on drums. The narration is by actor Canada Lee.
Everybody liked Echoes of Harlem. It was mean and wailing with an uptown beat. We heard the Duke played it and played it ourselves in the famous door. It had that Harlem feeling, mean and railing, that uptown way.
In October of 1945, Russell Prokop is given a welcome home from the armed services by the Duke Ellington Band. In an interview, he joked that the fingering for a Springfield rifle was very different from that of a saxophone. So we're going to hear two songs from this 1945 radio broadcast for the U.S. Treasury. First, Fats Waller's Honeysuckle Rose, and then Juan Tizol's Perdido. The other soloists on Perdido are Al Sears on tenor saxophone and Taft Jordan on trumpet. Sonny Greer is out during this broadcast, so his place is taken by the great Big Sid Catlett. So keep in mind, this is October of 1945. Prokop didn't join the Ellington Band until April 1946, and that was on a temporary basis as a substitute for Otto Hardwick, who was becoming increasingly erratic in terms of his attendance. So, as Prokop said in a few different places, the one day turned into a week, the week turned into a month, and then the month turned into years.
You know, there's a little welcome home party going on at the Duke Ellington broadcast today. A welcome home for someone who's been away for a long time, but I don't know why I should be talking. Let's push it right over to the man at the head of the table. Duke?
Thanks, Lot. Well, it's in honor of Russell Prokop, a giant saxophonist who's won fame with Fletcher Henderson, Chick Webb, and John Kirby bands particularly. And he's just been released from the armed forces, and we want to welcome him home. And this is a new thing that we would like to inaugurate today in welcoming home various musicians as they come out of the Army and Navy. Today it's Russell Prokop, and we want him to play a few choruses of Honeysuckle Rose just to get himself warmed up for the civilian life. Russell Prokop.
At ease, Russell. Welcome home, Russell Prokop. And I might add that you look mighty fine in pinstripes. However, it seems as though you gave us the welcome home gift with that thrilling performance of Honeysuckle Rose. And now back to the Duke Ellington aggregation again with Perdido.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, after that one, you can say at ease, men. We had Junior Ragland over there slapping the bass, and Russell Proko came over with a saxophone chorus on Perdido.
Controversial Suite was a two-movement thing Duke did in 1951. We're going to hear the first part, which is titled Before My Time. This one starts off with a Russell Proko clarinet cadenza. Then after a tempo change, you hear Harold Baker do a trumpet solo, Quentin Jackson on trombone, and you also hear from Baker again and Ray Nance. Then when it goes into the Tiger Rag changes, you'll hear Russell Proko playing a rare soprano saxophone solo. I don't know of any other soprano solos by Russell Proko, but obviously he's played it more than once. I mean, the soprano saxophone is something you just can't pick up. It's a very difficult instrument. Thank you. One of Russell Prokop's features throughout his time with the Ellington Band was Mood Indigo. Here he's featured on clarinet with a trumpet solo by Willie Cook and a piano solo by the piano player Duke Ellington. This is from 1953, and it's from the short time when Charles Mingus was on bass with the Ellington Band.
Now another favorite with all lovers of the Ellington music, all lovers of music, especially Duke's arrangement. And we'd like to mention this coming to you from the Bandbox. We'd like to see you down here real soon. It's Broadway and 52nd Street right here in New York City. Duke Ellington and the orchestra here for just a limited engagement. And also featured at the Bandbox, Art Tatum. And just an all-star musical evening. But now on with more music by the Duke. And as we say, it's another old favorite, Perdido. I'm sorry, it's Mood Indigo. I'm sorry. They're both good. Well, that's a favorite too, isn't it? Sure.
Thank you.
From that same 1953 radio date, we hear a song from 1940. This is In a Mellow Tone. This time, Russell Prokop is featured on alto saxophone, taking the solo spot that is usually played by Johnny Hodges. But Johnny Hodges was absent from the band from the period from 1951 to 1955. So some of Hodges' features fell to Russell Prokop. The trumpet solo is by Ray Nance.
All this music coming your way from the heart of New York City, from the bandbox, with Duke Ellington and his orchestra and all the great Ellington bandsmen on hand to make this fine music. Now, here's an old favorite, a tune that was written a couple of years ago by the Duke, and it's the original. We're going to have something to tell you about another version later. But first, Duke Ellington and In a Mellow Tone. So that was Mellow Tone. We might say that's part one of two. That was Russell Prokop and Ray Nance on trumpet.
Indian Summer is a standard composed by Victor Herbert. And in this February 1956 recording by the Duke Ellington Orchestra, it's a feature for Russell Prokop's alto saxophone.
Thank you.
Russell Prokop recorded only one album under his own name, and that was in 1956, and that was for the Dot record label. Title was The Persuasive Sax of Russ Prokop. Not Russell, Russ Prokop. He doesn't play clarinet on this album, only alto sax. And he's backed by a rhythm section of piano, two guitars, bass, and drums. I'm going to play the two Ellington compositions on this album, the first one being Mood Indigo. So this is one of the few times, maybe the only time, you hear Russell Prokop play his feature song on the alto saxophone. So the second Ellington composition on the album, The Persuasive Sax of Russ Prokop, is Duke Ellington's Solitude from 1934. It's usually more of a ballad, but in this case, I give it a bounce feel. Thank you. So that's a good place to stop. This is the end of the first part of our portrait of Russell Prokop. Thank you for listening and your support. My name is Steve Bowie, and I'd like to remind you that you can find out additional information about the recordings we played on our website at ellingtonreflections.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and for the time being, Twitter. And as I always like to say about Ellingtonia, it's something you ought to know.